Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 10th of April, 2010. We're supposed to be visiting, hopefully, this hour with Mark Kornke. But in the meantime, I want to bring up Vicki in Idaho. By the way, folks, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning. This is one of my favorite subjects that you're on this morning.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and what it depends, what they're doing depends on, you know, which segment of the news that you're listening to. If you're listening to economics, then it's all about the economy. But if you're listening to, like, the State Department people, basically what they did is to use our economy as a tool of foreign policy. And they are, what they would say in their language is that they are rebalancing the world's economy. Well, you know, from our point of view, what that means is that they are exporting our economy. They are flattening.
What it really means is that they're leveling the playing field.
Well, except that it will never be level. It can't ever be level because of the differences in population. There will never come a time when we can drop our price of labor to the level of the communist Chinese.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, here's what I think is going to happen, Vicki. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to end up having people leave this country and go into India and other places and just in order to survive. What do you think of that? Because, I mean, we're at the point where it's literally a global race to the bottom.
Yes. Yes, it is, and that's a race that we can't win, because with 1.5 billion people, even if we drop our wages to 50 cents an hour, China can go lower, because they have more people. They have disposable people, you know,
yeah.
like they used to do in the old days, you know, or like Stalin did. I guess it was Stalin that did this. You know, he would just work the people to death and not feed them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they could work as long as they could, and then they died. And that's it. But Alan Greenspan is kind of like, he was the engineer of this, or the one of the architects of it. And one day in a hearing, he said something that absolutely astounded me. I recorded it. But it was amazing. There was not any reaction by any of the members of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
What he said is...
okay, why don't you... That's a good cliffhanger. Hold it right there, and we'll find out what Alan Greenspan said when we come back from the break, okay?
Okay.
Folks, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We have Vicki from Idaho on the line. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. GovernAmerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com. And we have Vicki on the line, and her website is channelingreality.com, by the way. It's linked up with ours at Govern America. That's her website, once again, channelingreality.com. And Vicki, before the break, you were just going to tell us exactly what Alan Greenspan had said.
Right. He was testifying on the subject of globalization and specifically, you know, the members of Congress are, of course, upset that we're exporting all these jobs, losing the tax base and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So what he said is we are looking at what is the extension of what has gone on in this economy, our economy, when we moved from local markets to national markets. What we are observing now, and it's very specifically in the last decade or so, is the emergence of national economies, the trade in national economies, which had been restricted to national economies, spilling over sovereign borders, and in the process creating a much broader global market system. the statistics of which will begin to show significant increases in the dispersion of current account balances, blah, blah, blah. So that this is process really merely reflects a broadening of globalization, which in my judgment, and I presume almost all economists, something that is significant positive force for world economic growth and prosperity. What he was saying there was that he was referring back to the beginning of the industrial era when all the people left the farming communities and went to the cities where there were jobs. What he didn't say, implicit in what he was saying, is that what they left behind in the countryside were ghost towns. And so now he's telling Congress that, you know, we're seeing this mass exodus of economic activity from our country, and what's going to end up happening is we're going to have a country that is a ghost town.
Yeah.
And the members of Congress, I swear, they were sitting there with just, you know, it was almost like they were in a trance or something. They like they didn't hear, didn't comprehend what he was saying. And
you know, I remember reading that there were some graduates, some people going to school and actually going abroad to study at different universities. And this particular publication that I was reading, and I can't remember which it was. Actually, I think it was CBS News did a story on it too, where they were talking about these graduates leaving the country to go do their studies, and they're not coming back. They're actually finding jobs over at these other countries because that's where the jobs are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, you know, as I ponder, you know, right now Market Watch is reporting jobless claims, initial jobless claims have jumped another 18,000 to 460,000. These are initial claims. These aren't, you know, repeat. These are the initial people out of work, you know, and people are just getting more and more desperate all the time. There's another congressman now that's blocking unemployment benefits once again. You know, are we going to be forced off our land here in this country, out of our country, to other countries just to find work, just to be able to live?
I think so. The same way that the Mexicans were forced off of their land. These people that are running the global economy, I swear they are psychopaths.
Yeah.
And they have, I don't know if they have an obsession with balance or order or, you know, I don't know what their problem is, but clearly they are creating poverty all over the world, and they are doing it to us too. Mm-hmm. All the economic activity is going to end up in China, because obviously China has the lowest labor rates, and India is the has the lowest labor rates among the English speaking world, and so, you know, all economic activity is going to end up over there. Our economy is not going to recover. It is not going to, because there is nothing to stop the outflow.
That's right.
And because of the differences in population, you know, China has 1.5 billion people. India has over 1 billion people. They won't use up all the jobs in the entire world before our economy completely collapses and, you know, we fall away into nothing. I mean, it's just,
well, this whole notion of a global economic prosperity is ridiculous anyway, because when you gut the developed countries, which are your primary markets for the goods that are produced in the first place, I mean, the United States has been the largest market in the world as far as consumption is concerned. And now, consequently, the market has started to dry up. It shrunk more and more as people just, they don't have the money to consume anymore. And so it becomes a self-perpetuating crisis, because as people get poorer and poorer here in this country, the markets dry up, the demand dries up for goods and services around the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and every job that's lost, for every job that's lost, there is a multiplier effect in the economy. you know, like if you say a programmer had a $60,000 a year job, well, he took that $60,000 and he spent it, you know, on his mortgage, he paid his insurance, he, you know, made his car payment, he used the services of the dry cleaner and ate at the restaurant, and, you know, that is the multiplier effect throughout the economy. If you take that $60,000 job and you export that to India, you've got a negative multiplier effect throughout the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have exported millions, tens of millions of jobs. And it's what's happening, it's like dominoes falling, you know. It's this negative multiplier effect is rippling through the economy, and we are spiraling down and down and down. And there is nothing that, to stop it, because I don't even see that the members of Congress even understand it, honestly.
Well, they're too busy whoring themselves out to corporations and other interests that benefit them personally. They don't really care about the American people, unfortunately.
Well, that's true. You're right about that. As long as they get their, as long as they're living large.
See, that's another thing I don't understand either, is that, you know, I understand they probably live in their gated communities, you know, but at some point, you would think that many of these people have children. Their children are going to have to grow up in this world. Do they expect their children to be elitists like they are? You know, I just wonder what these people think when they're selling the country down the road. You know, what about posterity? You know, that's the thing that just really gets me.
I'm not sure how many people actually think of thoughts beyond their own immediate needs. I really don't. I don't see much evidence that people consider the long term or consider the ethical consequences of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like that corruption and lying has become acceptable. Just say what you can to get over. And I don't know. It just seems like there's a whole total corruption of our body politic and in the public arena, and that's probably cultural Marxism, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a disease that's cannibalizing us.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh,
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Darren.
Yeah. God bless you. Thank you so much for the call. Well, I'm not sure, folks, we're going to get up with Mark Kornke today, but we have a lot to talk about. But if you want to call in, you're certainly welcome to do that as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. As I mentioned a moment ago, MarketWatch is reporting that 18,000 more people have filed for initial jobless claims. 18,000. Now the total is 460,000 people. This is a lot. You know, I guess this is what Janan was talking about when she was mentioned the term creative destruction. For those who hadn't heard that term before, what we're talking about here is they say that for every new creative thing that comes along, whether it be technological, like if it's a technology, you know, there's a destruction that comes with everything that you create. Okay, and applying that idea. And for example, like in my field, I work in broadcasting, and a lot of our jobs in broadcasting have been lost because of automation, and that certainly has been the case for other industries as well. Automation comes along; that's a creation, an innovation. But with that innovation has come destruction, because you lose other things. There are winners and losers. There's a creative process, and there's a destruction that comes along with the creative process. Well, it looks to me like this whole country is a part of the destruction of globalism today, as well as other developed countries as well. And with 460,000 new jobless claims added to the already millions that are unemployed already, how many people have lost their jobs since NAFTA and GATT went into effect, folks?
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you, not today, 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 today. I don't know how I'll feel tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I don't know what to say tomorrow, tomorrow. Tomorrow is a different day.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, in the first hour, I was talking a little bit about the this globalist insider, Thomas Friedman, and this really is what we've been talking about here on the show. You know, he referred to this system of globalization as a golden straitjacket, and it reminded me of Joan Vion's book, United Nations Global Straitjacket, because, you know, here you have two people agreeing, basically coming from a completely different worldview. You know, Joan is against it, and this guy is a Council on Foreign Relations member, as we've established now, with Jeff in Massachusetts doing the research on that. Thank you, Jeff. But he's a CFR member. He works for the New York Times. His book was on the New York Times bestseller list. And he believes it's a straitjacket as well. I mean, what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen, is a system which is designed to gut our sovereignty. It's designed to control every aspect of our lives, to get rid of nations. Now we have the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, calling for a strengthened international monetary fund as a solution to the debt crisis, and undoubtedly as a solution to the pending financial crisis here in the United States. Make no mistake about it, folks, we can't continue on the path that we're on. And there's going to be this situation is going to come to a head, and I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. You can't continue to have these types of massive out-of-control government spending, massive out-of-control Federal Reserve inflation of the monetary system. We were able to survive and they were able to prop up our monetary system in this country for a very long time by exporting our inflation to other nations. But now other nations increasingly are not buying. Other nations are increasingly recognizing the United States of America as being a bad investment. And what's going to happen when we default on our debt? What's going to happen as we're quickly approaching, as the cost, the interest rates on all the debt that we owe go up higher and higher? What's going to happen when the United States loses its AAA credit rating? The cost of borrowing will go up, that's for sure. Interest rates will go up. It'll be harder to maintain, as we're just barely maintaining now. And you have absolutely no sign, no recognition from the administration or Congress that there's even a problem. You have the Congressional Budget Office warning, hey, you can't keep this up. But there, you know, the warnings have all fallen on deaf ears. The people who are actually making the policy are, you know, it's a complete and absolute looking the other way of the problem. That's why I say I really think that the decision was made at some point, and I'm not sure when it was, to default on our national obligation. And I believe the reason for that is because they want to bring us into this new global economy. At some point, the nations of the world are going to sit down, and they're going to negotiate a dissolvement or a complete dissolution of all debt worldwide, and the new system will be developed, which undoubtedly they've been working on for years anyway, and they're going to say, hey, this is the answer to your debt problem. And who knows how long that will be, you know, after the crisis is created here in the United States, after the bottom collapses, after the rug is yanked out from under the American people. And it's not just the American people, it's the people of every country across the world. How, you know, I think what they're going to do is they're going to make sure that we get desperate enough, they're going to make sure we get miserable enough, because they have to make sure that you are willing to go for any kind of solution that they offer. And I'm not trying to sound like a doom and gloomer here, folks. I'm just trying to tell you, I'm just trying to warn you what's to come. Many of you already know this stuff. But there's the point of doing Patriot Radio, the point of being here, is to wake up the masses and to open people's eyes to what we face in America, because you can watch the controlled media. You can watch those talking heads on TV and hear the nonsense on the radio like NPR, National Public Radio, and the other newscasters on radio. And they're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you that, oh, you know, the high unemployment numbers, it's just another bump on the road to recovery. But we're on the road to recovery. We'll get there. We've had bad economic times in the past, but we've always come back. Folks, this time it's different. This time we've outsourced all of our jobs to third world countries. And as Vicky in Idaho said, they're not coming back because as Timothy Geithner said, hey, you know, we're not going to go back to the road to protectionism. Stay with us. We got to take a break. I'll take John in Tennessee when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. Can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue. Some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website, governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. We have all the news and information up there. We track all the news throughout the week, post a lot of relevant things that we see. There's also other websites as well. Have the entire Drudge Report up there on the main page. so you don't have to be bothered by their constant refreshing for advertising purposes. Also, the Westerner, a lot of important Agenda 21 news on the Westerner. That's on the main page as well, and various other documentation. You can read the entire text of Agenda 21, all 40 chapters. We have that linked up there on the main page at governamerica.com. Lots of information, and we've moved, by the way, the wires, the Associated Press and all those Reuters and MSNBC, all the news links that we used to have that are self-refreshing. I noticed that the response time for the site was slowing down, so what we did is we put that in its own section now. So when you go in, on the left-hand side, there is a link for I don't know if it's called news wires or just wires, but you can click on that, and it'll take you to a section where all the wires are there. So you can get all of your controlled news information there if you want it. At least, you know, the news can be beneficial if you know how to read it. If you understand the dialectic in place and understand how the lies are being told, you can kind of figure out how to glean good information from bad news sources, from controlled news sources. I mean, they do tell you information, and that's why we cover the information here in many respects. So anyway, all of that stuff is there, and I'm going to be expanding that as I get time. We're going to include foreign news sources, various different categories. So the idea is to make it a one-stop shop for news and information and documentation from sources. On the main page, one of the things that I want to do as time goes on is we're going to expand this to where we can literally keep track of every relevant government information, every relevant government agency. Homeland Security is going to have their links up there. When they post something, we're going to know about it. We already have key congressional votes up there. We have the White House press releases from the White House press office. As time goes on, we'll probably have the Supreme Court decisions up there as well. All of this so that you can hopefully go in, click on the website, and bring it up and basically see what your government is up to. One thing I want to call your attention to as well, if you want to write your legislators, and I'm talking whether it's congressional or state level as well, there is something called Project Vote Smart on the main page. If you go there, click on that link, and it'll take you to a website, a page where you can put in your zip code, and you can literally find all of your representatives right there, congressional, statewide, governor, the governor's agencies in your state. So the idea is that you can write these people, you can tell them how you feel, you can make your voice heard through your so-called elected official to whatever degree it'll do any good. Obviously we have to try. If they hear from enough people, you know, they'll back down in many cases. The point is we still have to try, folks. We can't give up. Too much is on the line. Future generations are depending upon us to be faithful. All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. That's 800-313-9443. And John, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Is my hands-free acceptable, or do I need to get out of the phone?
If you could get on the phone, that'd probably be better.
Okay. Well, first of all, while I'm doing that, just let me welcome new listeners that I'm sure, because of this letter to the governors.
Right.
There's some people now that are listening, maybe for the first time. Listen, folks, if you can handle the truth, if you love America, if you love to be free, and you're looking around at what's happening, welcome to the Republic family, because it's a network. There's not a more open talk show. There's not a more open talk network, not a more patriotic radio network than republicbroadcasting.org. So, you know, I know that probably, Darren, the news has painted you and others that, you know, and the callers is a bunch of kooks. People were not. We just love America. So, okay, that's done. Darren, one of the reasons for my call was about 5 years ago, I was in Birmingham, Alabama. There was a husband and wife broadcasting team on, I think it was 101.5 FM, that were talking about the economy and where it was headed. I called in and I told them, you know, I said, look, when America walks away from its debt, hyperinflation is going to come, and it's going to be so bad you're going to think that America is a plane falling out of the sky in flames. And they agreed. Well, about 3 weeks later, they were gone. The network got rid of them. Because one thing the mainstream cannot do is have truth get out over the airwaves. So, you know, that's what you people need to understand, that everything we're seeing with regards to the economy and the money has been orchestrated. It's a plan that has had backup and backup plan for the backup plan. This was meant to happen when they founded the Federal Reserve. They knew it was going to happen. The amazing thing, Darren, is that they can write checks from an account that has nothing in it, and it's legal. And if you or I or anyone else did it, we'd be arrested for check fraud, mm-hmm. bank fraud. But since they own the banks, they can put a spin on it and actually get the American public to believe that this country is not financially broken and bankrupt already. Because if we need more, we'll just make a couple keystrokes on a computer, and voila, we've got billions of dollars at the Federal Reserve that the Fed is giving interest to the banks not to use. Now, figure that out. When you create something from nothing and pay interest on something that was made from nothing to not use it. I mean, it's absurd. It's asinine to think that this is being done, but it's being done.
Yes.
One of the other things I wanted to bring to people's attention, I heard a blurb on the radio this morning. Mexico is actually requiring the people in that country, folks, to register their cell phones. They want to identify who is on what phone, and if they don't, upwards of 30 million people in Mexico, their cell phones are no longer going to work because they're going to block them from the network. Well, what do you think's up with that? And if they're doing it in Mexico, do you not realize that they've already done it here and they've got an ulterior motive for doing so in Mexico? Mm-hmm. These people are paying, they're getting their cards, their air cards, whatever you want to call it, with cash. You've seen them at the markets here. They don't identify themselves. They're getting prepaid cards to put on their cell phones down there. And by George, Mexico wants to know who's making the calls and who they're talking to. 30 million people.
Mm-hmm.
This new world order is well underway, Darren.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's under the guise of fighting terrorism. You know.
Well, they didn't give a reason. They didn't give a reason for it. But you know, like I've said before, you know, we're seeing this stuff happen, and. You won't get the truth. If you want the truth, I'll tell you what will happen to the people that are listening now that are new to RBN. More than likely, you're thinking, well, Darren Weeks and John in Tennessee and the woman that's calling from Colorado, you know, and the other people on the network, you're thinking these are a bunch of Art Bell wannabes. They're talking garbage, you're talking imagination. Well, guess what's going to happen to you, folks? If you'll continue to listen, more than likely, you'll hear something today, and you'll say, well, they're nuts. 2 or 3 months from today, you'll turn on Fox News, and you'll have a deja vu experience. You'll say, I heard that somewhere. Where was that? Let me think. And if you think hard, you'll say, oh, yeah, that was on RBN about 3 months ago. And it will continue, folks, because right now you're ahead of the truth curve. You're on the front side of the truth. You're getting truth today that you're going to get at a later date when the controlling powers think that you're dumbed down enough to believe it. Right now, you're listening to RBN. Guess what? RBN believes, folks, you can handle the truth. So we're giving it to you now. Take it to the bank. Don't believe John. Don't believe Darren. Take the truth. Do your homework. And you'll find out that it's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. You know, right. That's the thing, is we don't want to be right about anything here, folks. Many times we've made predictions on this show based upon trends that we see in the media and trends that we see in society. And, you know, over and over and over again, we're proven right. This is the direction we're headed. And we're screaming and we're yelling and we're saying this is not the road that we want to be on. But nobody here wants to be vindicated. I don't think anybody on this network wants to be vindicated. We want to be wrong. Because when we cover information, you know, just the stuff I'm talking about today with regard to the financial crisis where we're headed. I don't want to be right about that. I don't revel in doom and gloom. I don't want to see that happen. I don't want, you know, but it's very obvious, you know, from the control of the food supply. John mentioned Mexico. I was just emailing, you know, a gringo down there in Texas. Mexico. He just went to his daughter's final hearing for him. You know, he's trying to get them, his wife and daughter, legally in the country. He's a United States. He's an American citizen. He's an American. He's trying to get them into the country legally. And he was at the office where they held the final hearing. And he says people, Mexicans, were coming out of that office. They were crying because they got to come to the United States. They were weeping for joy because they got a chance to come here. Now I want you folks to think about that. Because here in the United States, we have a tendency to take an awful lot for granted. We have a tendency to look at America, to look at this country where we were born, as just, this is just the way the world is. This is just the way everything is supposed to be. The United States of America, folks, is the deviation from the norm. The United States of America is an aberration. This isn't the way governments work. This isn't what normalcy is. You see, government, the job of government is to enslave the masses. The job of government is to control people. The job of government is to murder and kill and to destroy freedom. Government, historically, is the antithesis to freedom. It's the antithesis to joy and happiness. And self-will and self-rule and autonomy. When the founding fathers of this country set up originally the Articles of Confederation, and then we had the Constitution. I admit I don't like the way the Constitution came about. You know, and we can talk a lot about the Constitution, but the point of the matter is, it's the best document that we have. It's a workable document, in my opinion. And there is inherent rights that are recognized in that document. And other governments don't have that. And the fact that ours, now that it's become a prodigal system, it's strayed from that system. And they're moving more and more toward communism. Or a communist-type system, whether you call it communitarianism or whatever you want to call it. The point is, it isn't recognizing God-given rights anymore. Increasingly, it's getting more and more controlling, more and more powerful, reaching its tentacles more and more into your life. And they're attacking the Constitution. They want to get rid of it. That tells me that what we got is golden here. And the fact that other countries, many people have died on rafts, trying to float into this country just to be here, to drink of the cup of liberty. This is why it's got to be defended, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we have to stand up for our country and do whatever we can and not take these freedoms for granted, because they're not going to be here for very long if we do. And this is the problem, is with mass society, television, and entertainment of various types, people have been ignoring their responsibility to be involved in government. And I really do hope we have a lot of new listeners here because of the press that the network has received. Because we need people to wake up in this country and to get involved. That's all we're asking for, is involvement. Not radicalism, but involvement in the governmental process. Because future generations are counting on you to be involved. We'll have more when we come back from the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Don't go away.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
To pass away, but life presents such possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. You showed me the way. Please show me. sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberties. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't treat me this way.
I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive. Can you feel my rage? It's not a question of being brave. I'd rather die than be your slave.
And that's Poker Face. PokerFace.com. Support the Patriot bands as they do their work. PokerFace.com, and they're bringing us back into the broadcast. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website. As we continue on here, I mentioned earlier that Timothy Geithner, our illustrious tax-evading Treasury Secretary, he made a trip to India, and he's vowing now he will block protectionism, which is exactly what, you know, it's their pejorative, folks, for exactly what needs to happen in this country, namely a rescinding of all these international trade entanglements around the world. But the Financial Times reported on April 7th, just a few days ago, the U.S. government has vowed not to harm India's IT outsourcing sector as it battles to create jobs at home in the worst labor market since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Tim Geithner, U.S. Treasury Secretary, said during a two-day visit to India, that protectionist measures to prevent jobs from migrating outside the country would do more harm to the U.S. than good. He says, we're not going to go down that path. We know that it would make us weaker, not stronger. Oh, really, Mr. Geithner? He also said that the administration of Barack Obama would not seek to curb the investments of U.S. companies overseas as our fortunes are tied with the world. Pardon me as I want to lose my lunch here, folks. Our fortunes are tied with the world. No, our fortunes don't need to be tied with anybody. See, the United States doesn't need anybody, folks. We have been independent in this country for many, many years, for over 200 years. I remark that every 4th of July, and in a few months we're going to be celebrating what's called Independence Day. And yet, more and more, we're hearing about how we can't go it alone. Isn't that remarkable today? It's insane. Protectionism is what we need in this country. Americans need to hammer the federal government and tell these clowns, we want a rescission of NAFTA. There is a bill pending in Congress right now, ladies and gentlemen, that would rescind NAFTA if it is passed. We need massive bipartisan support of that bill. We need legislators, state legislators, going to the Capitol and lobbying for this to happen. It can happen if enough people get on the bandwagon and demand it. Otherwise, we're going to doom our posterity to absolute poverty. And we're going to be forced off our land into other countries just to look for work, just to survive. That's what we're facing. That's the future. Unless we get out of these entanglements around the world. Hour number 3 of Govern America is about to begin. Stay with us.
Introducing the new